vision. A ring within a ring. Raymundo, Raymundo, Raymundo. I know you feel secure. I know everything feels legal, proper, acceptable within your household. But here comes the day, right around the corner, where I'm going to make you a thorn, a blistering thorn in the side of man's church. Every time they hear your name, the thorn is going to irritate them. Just the sound of your name is going to make them sick. The church of man is just that. The church of man. It neither grows with the word of God or follows the path that the Lord has directed. It goes around and around like a dog chasing its tail. So I'm going to make you a thorn in man's church. One thing to remember, Raymundo, when you have God on your side, who can come against you? Who can prevail? Remember, my son, the things of God are the things of God. The things of man are the things of man. The two will never mix. What does light have to do with darkness? The church of man has not become the house of prayer. It has become the house of money, the house of funds. They believe they have power. They believe they have authority. They believe they have God. What a mistake. For the things of God are righteous. The things of God are pointed in the Bible. Some don't even believe in the Holy Spirit. How can you find God without the Holy Spirit? I know you're uncomfortable. I know you feel uneasy about the path that I'm going to take you. But trust me, Raymundo, all will become righteous, correct, because I am directing you and I'm pointing you to follow this path. You're not a rebel without a cause. You're just obedient. That cross on your back is getting kind of heavy, isn't it? But do not worry. My angels will help you. They'll take the load off your back. We're going to move in another direction in the coming months, in the coming years. The power and the might of the Holy Spirit, you're going to lock horns with the established man's church. But in some ways you think it's going to be hard, because I'm going to ask you again to keep your mouth shut unless I tell you to speak. Say nothing. Let the Lord do the battle. No one has ever beaten me. No one has even come close. So remember, Raymundo, when I tell you to jump, you jump. When I tell you to stop, you stop. It's simple. It's direct. It's to the point. People believe what they want. They take my glory. And they think they're great. They forget the other side of the coin. The vengeance of God. They're not fooling no one but themselves. It doesn't matter how much schooling they've had. How much they say they speak for God. How they project their prophecies. How they put people down. How they lift themselves up. It's all coming to an end. And they don't even see it. They're like the Pharisees of old. Legalistic. Pointed. Without any love. Without any spirit of God. They're in a box. And they don't even know it. Here comes the train. Do you hear the whistle? Do you hear the wheels clacking on the tracks? Get on board. Get on board. Here comes Jehovah. Here comes Jesus Christ. Here comes the Holy Spirit with the power and the vengeance of God. Nothing will stop what I have set into motion. Make yourself strong. Make yourself brave. Say nothing, Raimundo. Say nothing. Everything is in my hands. Remember when Peter walked on the water? He lost the faith, began to sink. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Father Jehovah, through the power of Jesus Christ, all will be well. We're going to shake, we're going to rattle this planet. In the coming years, the coming months, people will believe what's up, but actually will be down. What is to the right will actually be to the left. They're going to be so bewildered because the church leaders have not done their job. They have scared and chased away more of my flock than you could imagine. But it's all coming to an end. The axe is at the root of the tree. Satan is proud. He thinks he's great. He thinks he's doing a good job. Kind of sounds like the church of today. But do not worry, Ray. I'm only interested in the people who will go the narrow gate, the narrow road. Sometimes it's hard to find. Sometimes it's easy. But get off the main road. Go through the narrow gate, and you'll find your God with open arms, sometimes with a tear in his eye, that all will come that are supposed to come. So be prepared. You're going to get a lot of advice, most of it wrong, but remember, keep your eyes, your ears, your spirit pointed towards Jesus. The Spirit of God will show you and guide you, and all will go well. So be it. So be it, my little Raimundo. The time and the hour has approached. Be bold. Be strong. Be wise. Over. 1:45 a.m. on the 29th of October, 2006.